Support for 30 Days of West Virginia Music is provided by Made in WV, a specialty apparel company made by and for proud West Virginians, online at madeinwv.com. Support is also provided by Kinship Goods, proud supporter of DIY music and the arts, locally shipped worldwide at kinshipgoods.com.
Pop Shop for me, it's just a learning experience.
It's this program for kids
where you can learn to play instruments and then you play shows at usually 123 Pleasant Street.
I started Pop Shop by playing the guitar, actually.
I had went to a lot of Pop Shop shows, and I really liked the idea of being up on stage and playing songs, so I decided I wanted to be in Pop Shop.
Yeah, my dad used to be a drummer, so he inspired me to drum.
I've played bass, keyboard,
and played the drums and played piano,
and guitar, and I sang.
I actually sang Weezer. It's called Island in the Sun.
1999 Prince, that's the one that we're just learning, and that one's a more of a rock one, not a pretty rock one.
And I've always had a huge fear of singing in public, so this has kind of helped with my stage fright in general.
I was just a little bit nervous on my first day, on my first Pop Shop show, but because I never played played a Pop Shop show before.
And it was the first time I ever really went out and addressed my personality on the stage.
But the next time I played, I wasn't nervous at all because I just love being on stage.
It's a moment I won't forget for a long time.
I would tell you that
it's great. I don't know how else to describe it. Like,
a lot of kids I don't know in different bands have become a lot of my good friends. All of them have, really.
Pop Shop is awesome.
That pretty much covers it, I think.
I'm Joni Deutsch, and this is 30 Days of West Virginia Music, a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting and A Change of Tune. Throughout the month of June, we are celebrating some of the folks who are making the West Virginia music scene wild and wonderful. 30 days, 30 brand new West Virginia music interviews. And today, in the words of Jack Black, you are not hardcore unless you live hardcore. And this School of Rock-esque facility is definitely hardcore. From Morgantown, West Virginia, this is Pop Shop West Virginia. Can you introduce yourself and what you do?
Yeah, my name is Chris Russell. I'm the executive director of Pop Shop West Virginia, located here in Morgantown, West Virginia.
And what is Pop Shop West Virginia?
Pop Shop is a nonprofit arts academy located in Morgantown, West Virginia. We take students in the area that want to learn music, specifically our vehicle to teaching them music and the musical instruments is popular music, country music, rock music, metal, hip hop, blues. And the goal for Pop Shop is to not only teach them how to play their instruments, but the underlying goal is to bring students in the area age 8 through adult and put them in groups together and let them work together. The major thing with that a lot of these students are doing at school are playing in large ensembles, and they can kind of hide behind something if they don't know their part as much. We stress that it's a very small group and that everybody has their own part and plays their own part. And if that part is not there, then the final product or the song does not sound the same. So it's super important to be courageous in how you play it, whether it's singing or playing your solo, but sometimes also just to support the band and to sit in the background and just do your part.
Yeah, and another thing with schools is that they tend to, you know, show the more classical side or the band or choir, but with what you all are doing, you're also focusing on the more rock or pop or classic music that typically isn't taught in schools in that way.
Exactly. I'm a product of the public school system in music, and you know, it was a little bit of the folk stuff every once in a while. You got some James Taylor songs to learn as you were younger, and I love that stuff. But it switched a lot more towards, you know, especially middle school and high school as a band kid and a choir kid, to classical music, and I love that stuff. I love listening to that at home, but what kept me in music and what brought me back and what brings me back to this day are the Billy Joels and the Elton Johns and the you know, the Beatles, things like that. That's what kept me going and keeps me in music. And a lot of these students were finding the same thing from their parents teaching them about those artists, but also, you know, we're teaching them artists and they're teaching us about new artists. And it's sort of a great thing for everyone.
So how did Pop Shop West Virginia begin?
Pop Shop is the product of a band I was in the late 90s and early 2000s called The Argument. We were all teaching music, whether in schools or on the side privately. And as we were touring, we had days off. So we decided, what if we contact the schools and see if we can teach what we know using popular music, vocal blending, the business of music. And maybe the students will actually want to hear this and the teachers would like to hear it as well. That started in 2003. And in 2004, there was a group in the area called the Appalachian Education Initiative that helped us find a grant from the Justin Timberlake Foundation that basically opened some doors and helped us find some of the hardest hit arts schools in West Virginia and allowed us to go to those schools and to put on concerts to raise money and also teach us students about popular music and what we were doing as a band. In 2010, after the band had broken up, the fall of 2010, I started the actual school itself. It was a very small affair. We had 11 kids, all homeschooled, meeting in the afternoons, and it's grown to this day, you know, almost 7 years later. We have over 90 students of all ages and 20 groups.
And so since starting in 2010, how many total students have come in and out of Pop Shop?
Wow. We've had a lot of students in and out. The cool thing about what's going on now is those students that we started with are now graduating or have graduated. Some of them teach with us now. They know how we work, how to work with the other students, and they have been a great asset to our program as players and now teachers.
So go into how Pop Shop operates. What are some of the things that a student can walk in not knowing about and then walk out being, you know, adequate, proficient, a pro at?
Yeah. Pop Shop is for students of all ages. And we take students from the area that have zero experience to some that have years and years of experience. We expect from them to come in, want to play with us, want to learn and play with other people and use it as a group effort to make something great. They won't be great players after our six-week session that we have necessarily, but we want them to want to learn more and maybe take lessons or pursue that instrument or another instrument as well. Most of the younger students that come in have their eyes set on an instrument in their head, but we give them a little opportunity to try everything. We have a very young group called the Blackouts. There are actually some seven-year-olds in the band, and they are happy playing any instrument you put in their hands, and they're actually becoming a really good little band. And they, every time I see them, they blow me away.
And are you seeing students only from the Morgantown area where Pop Shop is based, or are you seeing students and kids coming from all surrounding counties or anywhere around West Virginia?
We have students that come as far as Buchanan, West Virginia. We have students from Fairmont. We have students that have come in the past from Deep Creek, Maryland, Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, some just below Pittsburgh and Uniontown, and a lot of students in the Morgantown area, of course, but we're always blown away when a student finds us from a little further away and wants to drive and give us a chance to teach them music and using our methods.
You've talked a little bit about students have come in and then perhaps they've come back as teachers. Can you go more into that, like who the faculty are of this elite academy?
We have a very, very fun set of teachers here. The main thing that we have with our instructors are that they are not necessarily schooled musicians, but they have a lot of performance experience or some performing experience, so they can actually relay that to students that are working together in groups, that things don't always go right. Sometimes you have to figure out a way around things. That's sort of, as a performing musician, it's almost one of the most important things you can actually do is overcoming some problems. Not shortcuts to being a great musician, but learning how to handle when things aren't exactly the way they should be. And our instructors do a great job of doing that. They also do a great job of introducing music to these students that may not ever have heard of these groups or artists. And I learn a lot from them as well because we all come from different musical backgrounds. Brian Sprague is one of our tech guys, our music technology instructors, as well as Walt Sarkis. And those guys couldn't be from more different musical backgrounds. And I love hearing them talk about their passions of music.
Have you incorporated West Virginia music into this, I don't know if you call it curriculum, but have you incorporated it into what you do at Pop Shop?
We have never done just a series or a session on just West Virginia musicians, but we have used Bill Withers. He's one of our favorites, of course, who's a native son of West Virginia. And our students really, really relate to songs like Lean on Me and Ain't No Sunshine. And it's been great to been able to use him as a model and also to actually have some time with him. We actually got to Skype with him back in December of 2015. And it was pretty incredible that he gave as much time as he did to the students. And we were all really blown away.
So how does Pop Shop fit into the greater West Virginia music community? I mean, what has Pop Shop been able to do with the West Virginia music community? And in return, what have the children been able to gain from that?
The thing that we strive for here in West Virginia is, and when we Skype with artists all over the world, we get to ask them the question of how were you shaped by where you grew up musically and as a person? And we were always given really great answers from that, because I think that a lot of students in West Virginia and our students may think, well, I'm just from West Virginia and I'm not sure exactly I can ever really do anything because I'm, you know, from here. And Bill Withers might be the perfect example of what you can actually do as a West Virginian. And when we asked him, being from West Virginia, how did that shape you as a person and as a musician? And he talked about perseverance, that, you know, he was going to work through everything and make it happen. And I think a lot of students really need to hear that. And we're trying to produce musicians and people that really think like that, that they can do anything from any, be from anywhere, do anything they can really put their mind to and also work hard enough to actually do.
Yeah. And even so, you've also shown them the different sides of the music scene. Like, I know that you guys, you know, you're using 123 Pleasant Street or you're using other venues around the state to, I guess, either show off what the kids are doing, but also show West Virginians what kids are able to accomplish in the state.
Exactly. The end product for us is not just showing that, hey, our students can play instruments. I think a lot of students get that feeling from lessons alone, from playing by themselves in a room or doing small recitals for their parents. They can feel like, hey, I'm really learning my instrument. I'm really doing this great thing with my instrument. But I think when we put them out into the community and let other people see what they're doing and let them feel the feedback from people who just wandered in off the street that don't know anything about the Pop Shop program or about these youth bands around here, when you see 90 students in a row performing in groups, it's pretty incredible. And we've just come to the point where we're actually branching out a lot more. We used to use, and we still use, 123 Pleasant Street as our final performance venue. But during the summer, we get to branch out a little bit. We do some other venues in town. We get to use outdoor venues. And we're looking forward to traveling to Buchanan in the summer with some groups. We're playing some local veterans events here in Morgantown and some other outdoor venues. We're very excited to get some groups out there. And now we're to the point so far into Pop Shop, and as we've been building this program, we have groups that can play now for an hour and a half. We just had a group play for a local nonprofit event, played almost 3 hours of music because they've been with us so long and they work so hard and want to play. And it's great to see the growth in them, not only as musicians, but as people. And people ask all the time, well, you know, it's a rock school or it's a music school. How do you graduate from this? It kind of is a joke. And I always say, we win, and they graduate when they go make music. They go play in bands and go out into the community on their own. We'll support them for as long as we can, and we continue to do so with some bands that are out on their own. But once they go out on their own and start making music, that's where everyone wins. They start expressing themselves and doing their own thing and reaping the benefits that way.
Can you name some of the alumni of Pop Shop and what they've been able to accomplish since quote unquote, graduating from the program?
Some of the best musicians we have and some of our students that have gone on, a lot of them lead churches in the area, even some in Ohio. Josh Martinez is one of our first students. He was in the second band we had in the first session, came in as a great musician. He's actually instructing with us and playing with a great band in the area that just won a pretty big contest to play with a major band. That was really exciting. I'm just as proud as those students that are playing music professionally or working their way up to play as I am. We have a student who graduated with us who's a brilliant young man who works for Tesla. And it's great to see students that go to Princeton and just great, but they're still playing music. It's great to see those students academically and musically still active. We have a couple bands right now, Main Street Hustle and Before I Sleep, that are doing their own thing, cutting their own demos, playing out on their own, and we're supporting them as much as possible as well. And we're excited to see where they go from here.
So from your experience seeing these kids come in, whether they are going to go off and get into major bands, or they're going to go off and maybe do science or some other field entirely but still love music, why does having this program, Pop Shop, matter to the community?
I think music matters and arts matter everywhere, and I hope that Pop Shop continues providing that aspect. But I think the underlying thing is that the microcosm of our program is teaching young people and people that are a little more, you know, seasoned on their instruments to work together. And I think that's a microcosm for all of, you know, our just basically as human beings, working in small groups, listening to each other, and then making something out of what you're doing together. Also, I think that maybe a rhythm guitarist or a bass player might be a perfect example of somebody who their job is to support and not overtake everything else at times. And then you'll have your time to do and shine a little bit. I think that, and also self-confidence. I was playing at a pretty young age, and I was able to get some experience, but I wasn't confident doing it. The confidence we see with some of these students within a couple sessions is pretty incredible. That just standing in there with a microphone in front of you is still terrifying for me. I can sit behind a set of drums and sing my heart out, but sometimes those, you know, 8-year-olds, 9-year-olds just want to shine, and they just it's just really cool to see them be out front of everyone and have such confidence. And I think that's super important for anyone to learn, to be confident in front of other people.
What's been your absolute favorite moment from working with Pop Shop?
One of the funniest things that happened, and I still think back to this day, is in the fall of 2010, there were two bands that day. That it were homeschool students, 11 students. It was 6 in the first group, and those was a very young group, probably age 8 to 11. And then the other group was probably just, you know, heading into high school, or just, you know, maybe freshmen or sophomores in high school. The first group, I introduced a song, Here I Am, and my co-instructor, We Don't Know What to Expect, and it could not have gone any worse. Maybe the first day, we didn't know what to expect, they didn't know what to expect, and I remember thinking after that first band, what did I get myself into? This seemed like such a good idea, and I don't know if this is going to work. The second band walks in, and I put down, I think the first song was maybe I Want You Back by Jackson 5. I put it down, and the keyboard player started sight reading it. And I thought, oh my goodness. And I heard, you know, Josh Martinez, the guitar player, start playing. And the drummer was one of my students. I knew he could play. And his sister comes in, and she can really play. And the bass player can really play. And within the first time, I think we had Band on the Run and I Want You Back sort of started within the first hour. And I was like, this is going to work. And that's what I always go back to, that sometimes it's you get to that point as a person and as an instructor especially, this is not going to work. You can get that thought in your head. And I always go back to that feeling of this, all of this, what we've built here in Morgantown is a product of not thinking this is not going to work. It's going to be, how do we make this work? And how do we teach to reach these kids to make this work and make the best thing happen?
Pop Shop is currently in session. You can rock, enroll, get it? E-N-R-O-L-L, enroll? Yeah. You can rock, enroll, and learn about the classes and summer camps at popshopwv.com. 30 Days of West Virginia Music is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting and A Change of Tune. This episode was written, edited, and produced by me, Joni Deutsch. Our associate producer is Nathan Thomas. Our digital promotions come from Josh Saul. Our theme was composed by Matt Jackford and performed by Montana Skies and John Query. You can hear more West Virginia music on A Change of Tune, airing Saturday nights at 10 on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. Follow us on social media. Let us know if this chat made you just awe inside. We're at A Change of Tune. And for more West Virginia music chats, make sure to go to wvpublic.org/wvmusic and subscribe to our podcast feed. I'm Joni Deutsch. Thanks for listening.